things that's in the everyday, me and you. The good news and shoes.
This is the Jesus Good News the Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news and shoes.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen. For over 25 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Today, Kurt Owen is continuing his teaching on knowing and believing the love of God and how knowing and believing He loves you can cause you to win every time. Let's listen in.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen. Thank you so much for tuning back in to Victory is Assured. We've got some exciting things for you today. We've been talking about how to know and believe the love that God has for you. And in particular, we've begun to talk about how much God loves you. It's because, again, you need to see this for yourself personally. And I've already said a lot of exciting things this week. I strongly encourage you to go to KurtOwen.com, KurtOwen.com. And listen to all these things. Get them down on the inside of your heart. They're absolutely free. Our partners make that possible. In addition, you can also sign up for our free daily devotional there as well. Now, as we begin to talk about how much it is that God loves you, we looked at the fact that, I mean, when you were still a sinner, Christ died for you. Now, I know it says the whole world, but you need to see this once again personally for you, the way Apostle Paul did in Galatians 2:20, that who loved me, you know, speaking of the Lord Jesus and His sacrifice, who loved me and gave Himself for me, okay? He saw it personally. He took all the promises personally. And think about what all He accomplished in His lifetime. You need to do the exact same thing. You need to see God loving you the way that we've been talking about for the last several weeks. Now here, I want to look at Ephesians chapter 2, and we're going to start in verse 4. It says, "But God, who is rich in mercy, because of His great love with which He loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ, by grace you have been saved, and raised us up and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus." And it goes on, talk about how He wants to show you kindness. Now, again, I want you to think about this. When God talks about you, and I want to make this personal so you can sort of get it. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of His great love with which He loved you, when you were dead in trespasses, made you alive together with Christ. Now, somebody's saying, well, you can't change the scriptures. All you're doing is change. No, I'm not. You're a part of us, right? Aren't you a part of us? Well, if it's to the us, then it's to the you. So again, but God, who is rich in mercy because of His great love with which He loved you. And you need to say this to yourself. When you read this, you need to say, but God, who is rich in mercy because of His great love with which He loved me. When I was dead, because I'm part of the we, when I was dead in my trespasses and sins, He made me alive together with Christ. Not just made me alive, but raised me up and made me sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Now again, this is God loving you at your worst and giving you His very best. When you were dead in trespasses, you had nothing to offer. You were dead. I mean, how much does a dead person really have to offer? Especially somebody that's been dead for a while. That's the condition you were in. You were at your worst. Now, no matter how bad you've been lately, if you've accepted Jesus, you still have never gone back to the place of death. Because you are still the righteousness of God in Christ. Because your righteousness is not about you, it's about Him. And you still were made to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Again, now, think about it. He took a person who was so sin-ridden, they were dead in the trespasses and sins. You were dead. Nothing to offer, and yet He loved you so much because of His great love with where He loved you. Now, notice here, God doesn't just love you. He has a great love for you. Well, after everything I've done, why would God do this? Because he's in love. Because he loves you greatly. Not just a little bit. He's not just tolerating you. He didn't just accept you because he had to. No. He is in love with you. He wants to help you. He wants to do good to you. He wants to bless you. Why? Because of his great love wherewith he loved you. Now, we're going to talk about exactly how great that love is, probably starting next week. But you do need to get a hold of the fact that God greatly loves you. Now, again, we're taking the scriptures and we're applying them personally to you. Do you believe that God greatly loves you? And if the answer is no, you need to understand, you know about the love of God because I just told you that he greatly loved you, but you don't believe it yet. So how do you get there? Well, one is going over these other scriptures and saying the word to yourself over and over. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved me, when I was dead in trespasses, he made me alive together with Christ. By grace I have been saved. And raised me up together and made me sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. You make it personal. Then you could go on with this. It says that in the ages to come he might show me the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards me in Christ Jesus. For by grace I have been saved through faith, and that not of myself, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. Now, let me just kind of apply this again. If you're waiting on getting perfect to receive God's help, you're going to be waiting a long, long time. Because your salvation, your deliverance is by grace through faith. You putting your trust in God's love for you. Now, is this an excuse to sin? Certainly not, because you were created good works for good works. But you do need to get a hold of this, because I know there are people out there right now listening to me that have been hurting. Because you need healing, you need deliverance, you need a financial breakthrough, but you keep thinking every time you begin to pray that it's an adversary relationship, that I've got to convince God to help me because I've been stupid, and that the Lord is saying, I loved you when you were at your most stupid. I gave you the greatest miracle, the greatest help you could ever receive when you were most stupid. I sent Jesus when you were at your worst. What would he withhold from you now? This is a great love with which he loves you with. This is a love that staggers imagination. This is the reason that as you go down here, if you go down, switch down to chapter 3, it says now, that again, we've covered this, but that you need to, verse 17, that Christ may dwell in your heart through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width, the length, the depth, and the height, and that you know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Why? Because God wants to do for you exceedingly and abundantly above all you can ask or think. But there's a limiter according to the power that works in you. Because you will limit the amount of power you allow to work in you if you don't understand how much God loves you. You'll be like the prodigal son that walks up and wants to talk about his unworthiness. Lord, I'm no longer worthy to be called your son, but make me like one of the higher servants. And what was the father's response to that? Nothing. He blew it off. He didn't. That's not because his love was greater than the sin of his child. You need to receive God's goodness. You need to receive God's love. You need to be sitting there that's saying, no matter what I've done wrong, God still loves me. When I was at my worst, when I was but a sinner, Christ died for me. When I was without strength, God gave me his very best because of the great love wherewith he loved me. And then allow that to motivate you to come out of sin. God is in love with you. He wants to help you. He wants to do good for you. But if his ability to help you is according to the power that works in you, Have you limited the power from working in you? Well, no, you can't limit God. No, that's not true. We've already covered that. And by the way, it wouldn't say according to the power that works in you, because it would just be according to his love. But it's according to the power that works in you. Do you believe that God loves you more than he hates your sin? Do you believe that even when in your trespasses, God loved you? Do you believe that even when you've made mistakes, God loves you? Do you believe that even when if you've been caught in adultery in the very act, God loves you? Do you believe if you've wasted everything, God still loves you? Do you believe that if God wants to be kind to you, even if you have nothing to offer him? And if you don't, you need to spend time in these scriptures. Go back to the website. Listen to the messages over and over again. And take these stories and make them personal. Make them alive to you, because God is in love with you. Well, how much does God love me? With a great love. Well, how great a love? We're going to get into that next week. But this is, you know, when people don't believe the love of God, today's offering day on the broadcast, this is one of the reasons that people don't give. It's because they think somehow or another in their giving, God is seeking to take from them. Somehow in their giving, God, the reason God wants you to give is for his benefit. No, darling, it's for yours. He wants you to release your faith in your giving. He wants you to go ahead and trust him and give, so that he can reward you. You know, this says according to the power that works in you. According to the financial power that works in you, one of the limiters is your giving. Because when you don't give, it's evident you don't trust. And when you don't trust, you can't access grace. One of the reasons that we ask you to give every week is, and I say this sometimes, to increase your income. And that's not because God is withholding from you. It's because you don't really truly trust God. And one of the ways you demonstrate that trust is to give. But beyond that, beyond what you need, your giving empowers you to have reward in heaven. You are laying up for yourselves both a treasure, both on earth and in heaven. When you give into this ministry, every person that listens to one of these free messages, every person that listens to the radio broadcast, every person that receives free material, that is fruit that is to your account. But the way that it really affects your personal lives is you begin to take the limits off of God. When you begin to withhold your giving, you are limiting what God can do, because God is multiplying the seed you sow, and if you sow sparingly, you reap sparingly. That's why I strongly encourage you, become a partner today for your good and for the good of the entire world. Michael's going to tell you how to do that right now. And remember, Jesus is risen. Victory is assured.
All of us here at Kurt Owen Ministries are excited about you taking advantage of the opportunity to become a part of something that is just so much bigger than any one person. We have done our very best to make giving into the work of this ministry to be simple and easy, as well as rewarding. Simply text the term KOM partner to the number 44321. Once you do that, you can put in your name and the amount that you want to give. Once again, simply text the words KOM partner to the number 44321. Your gift will have a life-changing impact on people all around the world. Kurt Owen sincerely desires that fruit abounds to your account. Your return and your reward will be now in this time and eternal. Please know that we will be praying for you to receive the miracle of a hundredfold return on your gift. We urge you to be expecting this. Also, please know that everyone that gives into Kurt Owen Ministries will receive a free gift. You will receive a free download of a dynamic Kurt Owen Ministries conference from earlier this year. The conference is called How to Hear from God Accurately. We urge you to listen to this life-changing conference over and over again. It will be of tremendous help to you in your everyday life. Again, simply text KOM partner to 44321. Help Kurt Owen change the world. Tune in the same time Monday to the Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen for a continuation of the teaching, Knowing and Believing the Love of God.
Morningside Academy, the first private school in Port St. Lucie, has been providing academics with excellence since 1989.